Happy Easter, this is New Creation Common Prayer. Today we are called to worship with Psalm 119, verses 137 through 144. Lord, you are righteous and your rules are right. The laws you commanded are righteous, completely trustworthy. Anger consumes me because my enemies have forgotten what you've said. Your word has been tried and tested. Your servant loves your word. I'm insignificant and unpopular, but I don't forget your precepts. Your righteousness lasts forever. Your instruction is true. Stress and strain have caught up with me, but your commandments are my joy. Your laws are righteous forever. Help me understand so I can live. Today's Old Testament reading comes from the book of Job, chapter 23, verses 1 through 12. Job answered, "Today my complaint is again bitter. My strength is weighed down because of my groaning. Oh, that I could know how to find him, come to his dwelling place. I would lay out my case before him, fill my mouth with arguments, know the words with which he would answer, understand what he would say to me. Would he contend with me through brute force? No, he would surely listen to me. There those who do the right thing can argue with him. I could escape from my judgment forever. Look, I go east, he's not there. West, and I don't discover him. North in his activity, and I don't grasp him. He turns south, and I don't see. Surely he knows my way. When he tests me, I will emerge as gold. My feet have stayed right in his tracks. I have kept his way and not left it. Kept the commandments from his lips and not departed. Valued the words from his mouth more than my food." Today, both of our New Testament readings come from the Gospel of John. Our first New Testament reading comes from John chapter 1, verses 43 through 51. The next day, Jesus went to go into Galilee, and he found Philip. Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Philip was from Bethsaida, the hometown of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the Law and the Prophets, Jesus, Joseph's son from Nazareth." Nathanael responded, "Can anything from Nazareth be good?" Philip said, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said about him, "Here is a genuine Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are God's son. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these. I assure you that you will see heaven open and God's angels going up to heaven and down to earth on the human one." Our second New Testament reading today comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 20 through 26. Some Greeks were among those who had come up to worship at the festival. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and made a request, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Philip told Andrew, and Andrew and Philip told Jesus. Jesus replied, "The time has come for the human one to be glorified. I assure you that unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it can only be a single seed. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their lives will lose them, and those who hate their lives in this world will keep them forever. Whoever serves me must follow me. Wherever I am, there my servant will also be. My Father will honor whoever serves me."
There's a place of quiet stillness, 'tween the lights of shadows reach, where the hurting and the hopeless seek everlasting peace. Words words of men and songs of angels whisper comfort bittersweet, mending grief and life eternal, where joy and sorrow meet. There is a place where hope remains in crown of thorns and crimson stain, and tears that fall on Jesus' feet, where joy and sorrow meet. There's a place the lost surrender, and the weary will retreat, full of grace and mercy tender in times of unbelief. For the wounded there is healing, strength is given to the weak, broken hearts find love redeeming, where joy and sorrow meet. There is a place where joy remains in crown of thorns and crimson stain, and tears that fall on Jesus' feet, where joy and sorrow meet. There's a place of thirst and hunger where the roots of faith grow deep, and the rain and rolling thunder, when the road is rough and steep, there is hope in desperation, there is victory in defeat. At the cross of restoration, where joy and sorrow meet, there is a place where hope remains in crown of thorns and crimson stain. Jesus paid it all. Left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow, and tears will fall on Jesus' feet, where joy and sorrow meet.
The Apostles' Creed is a statement of Christian faith that goes all the way back to Latin Christianity in the 4th century and has been used by Christians in that Western tradition ever since. It is a reflection of the Christian faith in God, Jesus, the Spirit, and our hope in the future and in the church, and is something that during this season we will be repeating together. Let's now state that shared faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now let us enter into a time of prayer for ourselves, our community, and the whole world. I invite you, wherever you're joining with us, to lift up your prayers, either out loud or silently, wherever you are today. Let's pray. Lord, we pray for your church, both our local congregation and the church worldwide. Help us to be unified in our mission today and to be great co-partners with your Spirit wherever we find ourselves. Lord, we pray for those who are suffering today, whether sick, injured, or oppressed. Be with them, supply their needs, and bring justice today, we pray. Lord, we pray for those who may consider us enemies, whom we have injured or offended. Grant them your peace and enable us to be peacemakers. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings, including these. And now let us pray the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we depart this time together, go with these closing words from Psalm 139. Examine me, God. Look at my heart. Put me to the test. Know my anxious thoughts. Look to see if there is any idolatrous way in me. Then lead me on the eternal path. Go today in the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We'll see you tomorrow. New Creation Common Prayer is a ministry of New Creation Community Online, New Creation Community Middleton, and Nampa College Church. You can find out more about our ministries by visiting nampacollegechurch.com. Today's song was Where Joy and Sorrow Meet, performed by Ryan Gage and recorded and mixed by Drew McKellips. All scripture readings were out of the Common English Bible. Today's psalm reading was read by Caleb Daniels. Today's Old Testament reading was by Caleb Daniels. Today's epistle reading was by Caleb Daniels. And today's gospel reading was by Caleb Daniels. Background music for New Creation Common Prayer was created awesomely by Keller Gage. Today's devotion was produced and edited by Caleb Daniels.